This is a love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and have not, I'm going to put the word love so it'll sound like we need to hear it sound. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I become what? Sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Notice, it's just some noise going on. Because see, nothing happens until love is injected. Then everything else will work. But if no love there, because ain't no God there. God is love. If there's no love there, there's no God there. So that for what we're talking about, for it to work, it has to be love. Love has to be number one. So he said, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, could, you know, just get up and rattle off stuff, prophesy. Have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge. And though I have all faith, though I have what? All faith, so that I could. Notice, I could. I can't, I could. I coulda, woulda, shoulda, could, and getting the job done, I could. I could remove mountain, but the mountain is not removed because love ain't there. And have not love, I am nothing. Just like you can line up zero from this side of this building to that side, it don't mean a thing. A number has to be put in front of it. Huh? Then those zero begin to mean something. If you can do all this stuff, it's just zeros. But until love is injected, until love is there, then it began to take on meaning. You can count it. You can get something from it. But zero will give you nothing by itself. It didn't have anything in it. Are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. And so he said, and though I give my body, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not what? Love. It profits me nothing. This is why he first changed you, made you like him, because he is everything. He has everything. He can do anything that's in his will. Huh? And that's why he made you like him and gave you his word so you can grow up and be like him as you mature in the Lord. Isn't that good? And this is why we ought to treat this as precious jewel. It's my life. This is where I learned to live. Holy Spirit in me teaches this truth to me so I know it and walk in the light of it. Holy Spirit in me, God's Spirit, third person in the Godhead. Isn't it amazing how diverse he is, how diverse he is? He's in you, me, us, but same time he remains Holy Spirit. That's awesome. Hallelujah. And here's the word that he moved on men and women to write. He moved on. He inspired them to write it. Coming fresh from the lips of God. Coming straight out of the mouth of God. Is God a liar? Huh? Is God a liar? I'm a man. God is not a man that he should what? And when we learn to treasure these things, and see, and what makes the thing you read, confess, and say, and don't work, you need to check up on your love walk. Because ain't nothing wrong with God. He already said. Make sure that you have no ill will, No bad feeling, no animosity, no strife. No unforgiveness towards anybody. Listen to what I'm saying. Towards who? Anybody, including yourself. Don't you know you have unforgiveness and say bad things about yourself that will hinder you and your prayer life? It'll hinder me. I haven't always known this. But thank God, you when you learn something, then you can start putting it into practice. Hello? Hallelujah. So, for the fruit of the Spirit is first what? This is what grows in us. We'll come back to that. If you can put it up there, fine, don't. But the fruit of the Spirit is first what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Amen? That was, Galatians 5:22, right? Let me get there so I can make sure. But the fruit of the Spirit is first love, joy, peace, what else? Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is what? You know what? You see people, and people, when you don't know, they ask the question, do I have to keep the Ten Commandments? What if I break? You know, if you walk in love, you keep all of them. You won't need them. Because you won't steal from me, and I won't steal from you. You won't kill me, and I won't kill you. If I walk in love, I ain't going to steal from you, T. Huh? Love will keep them all. Isn't that good? Thank you, Jesus. Whew. When you have all this and you want to just somewhere you have to stop. But brothers and sisters, you'll find out prophesying, speaking with tongues, laying hands on the sick, walking in divine health, getting people healed, getting healing for yourself, walking, living a prosperous life as husband, wife, raising a family, all hinges on love. If your love is out of order, everything else going not going to work right. And that's why you want to learn the love walk. What is the love walk? Walking with God. It's real simple. He tell you what to do. And like I said, you see.